regarding health foods. February 10th, 1902, typed. Come near unto me, hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord God and His Spirit hath sent me. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. If we would but trust the Lord and allow Him to lead us, we should see His salvation. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandment! Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Isaiah 48, verse 16 to 18. Go ye forth of Babylon, flee ye from the Chaldeans, with a voice of singing declare ye, tell this, utter it even to the end of the earth, say ye, the Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob. And they thirsted not when he led them through the deserts, he caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He clave the rock also, and the waters gushed out. Verses 20, 21. The God who wrought so wonderfully for ancient Israel is our God, our Redeemer. He will reveal himself to his people. He will work for his people in every place, enabling them to make foods suited for that place. Let men and women put their ingenuity to tax, asking God for wisdom, that they may learn what kinds of foods are best to sustain mental and physical strength. Let them make themselves familiar with the products of the earth in the place where they live, and then try to combine these products into wholesome foods. God will be the director of those who do this kind of work. Let us now turn our faces toward our God. Seek Him with the whole heart. He who fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes will today give tact and skill and understanding to those who will come into line with Him. Dr. Kellogg will do his best to educate those who attend his medical missionary school, but there are those who must receive a training where they are,